This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on Ernestine Stone, S-T-O-N-E, first name, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A and proteinuria. We think that the proteinuria is related to arterial hypertension and the presence of a metabolic syndrome. At the present time, in the laboratory workup that was done on July the 30th of 2024, creatinine 0.6, the BUN is 9, and the estimated AFR is 96 with a fasting blood sugar of 110. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 326 and the albumin creatinine ratio that is 83. For that reason, we think that this patient should be on SGLT2 inhibitors. Samples of Farxiga, 5 milligrams every day, was given, and we are going to call the prescription into Walmart Pharmacy. Period. Side effects were explained to the patient. She has a remote history of urinary tract infections. The patient was instructed into a very good genital hygiene, the use of a solution of one-third vinegar, two-thirds water, and use a washcloth anytime that she goes to the bathroom, in order to prevent urinary tract infections. Period. The patient was instructed to stop the medication if she has urinary symptoms and let us know. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has his blood pressure 110 over 70. Very much important is the fact that the patient has lost 6 more pounds. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 7%. With the weight loss, the administration of the Farxiga, the changes in the diet, the plant-based diet, low sodium, and decreased protein intake, the patient will get under satisfactory control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypomagnesemia that is no longer present. Following number, the patient has a remote history of cardiac arrhythmia that has never relapsed. Following number, the obesity is getting treatment finally. This lady used to be in the 300 pounds and is down to 266. We reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.